In this third recording for the outcome on describing the big story of the whole Bible with Jesus at the center of God's plan for salvation, we continue from last time with the messianic prophecies from the Old Testament prophets and their fulfillment in Jesus in the New Testament. Firstly, the Messiah will be born to a virgin. We find this prophecy in Isaiah 7:14, which says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And we find the fulfillment of this prophecy in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 34, which says, "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?'" Secondly, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. We see the prophecy in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 saying, "But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." And we see the fulfillment of this in Luke 2, verses 4 to 7. "And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Thirdly, his ministry would begin in Galilee. We find this prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. "But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." And in Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 17, we read the fulfillment. "Now, when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those whose dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Next, Jesus would set the captives free. We see this prophecy in Isaiah 61, verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." We find the fulfillment in Luke 4:16-21. "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And, as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.'" For the remaining points, I will just give the scripture references. The next one is, Jerusalem would rejoice as the Messiah comes on a donkey. We find this prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, and its fulfillment in Matthew 21, verse 8. You can look those up. "Then he would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver." The prophecy is in Zechariah 11, verses 12 and 13, and its fulfillment in Matthew 27, verses 6 to 10. The next prophecy about the Messiah is that the Messiah would be forsaken. We find the prophecy in Psalm 22, verse 1, and its fulfillment in Matthew 27, verse 46. Then the Messiah would be scorned. The prophecy is in Psalm 22, verse 8, and its fulfillment in Matthew 27, 42 to 43. The Messiah would be mocked and abused. The prophecy in Isaiah 50, verse 6, its fulfillment in Matthew 27, verses 27 to 31. And lastly, the Messiah would be abandoned by those closest to him. The prophecy is in Psalm 41, verse 9, and its fulfillment in John 13, 18. Next time, we will look at the New Testament.